This is WSKG News. In Pennsylvania, Governor Tom Wolf made a decision earlier this year to suspend the state's death penalty. He also granted reprieves to inmates scheduled for execution. The move prompted a lawsuit, but supporters of Wolf's reprieves filed responses to the lawsuit this week. Mary Wilson reports.
When the governor said he would halt each scheduled execution with a reprieve, the Philadelphia district attorney filed a legal challenge, saying reprieves must address the merits of each defendant's case. But defense lawyers party to this suit say the open-ended gubernatorial reprieve has historical precedent. Sean Nolan is a lawyer for Terrence Williams, who received Wolf's first reprieve. He says Pennsylvania has been here before.
Governor Lawrence in 1961 issued a reprieve while the legislative committee studied capital punishment. That's exactly what happened here. In 1841, Governor Porter issued a reprieve to postpone an execution while the legislature was considering banning the death penalty. The history is on our side.
Wolf is suspending the state's death penalty at least until a task force studying capital punishment finishes its work. In a separate legal filing, the administration says the Pennsylvania Constitution places no limits on the governor's power of reprieve. The case is before the state Supreme Court. Mary Wilson in Harrisburg.